One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. It is so wonderful that you have chosen to join me. Just a little thing to say about the Hour One Nugget and the daily devotional. We are building a new part of the website so that all of the Hour One Nuggets and daily devotionals over the last couple of years are all going to be together in one place so that you can pick them up as podcasts, and that is happening really soon. We go today to 1 Corinthians and the third chapter, and we're going to read from verse 11. And remember, we're discussing today the fire of God, and this is part 4 in this series. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ. Anyone who builds on that foundation may use a variety of materials: gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, or straw. But on the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work has any value. If the work survives, that builder will receive a reward. But if the work is burned up, the builder will suffer great loss. The builder will be saved, but like somebody barely escaping through a wall of flames. Beloved, the fire of God is many things, but remember this: fire is fire. However way you want to paint it, fire is indeed fire. And fire also brings warmth, and it brings destruction, as Paul is reiterating here. At the day of judgment, when all of us will be judged, we will have the work that we've done seriously looked at, seriously checked. And the fire will either not touch it because it's protected and it's anointed by Almighty God, or the fire will burn it up. It's that simple. It's not complicated. But God's fire is there for a reason. I've mentioned to you on a few occasions now, being refined by the fire. When gold is put into the furnace, all the impurities are taken out. And it's done by great heat. It's done by fire. By great heat, all the impurities of that gold will be taken out. And all of those impurities will be destroyed, and all that will be left is the pureness of that gold, the pureness of that metal. And I believe God wants to do that with you and I. When He looks at what work you have done, what you have been involved in since you've been on this planet, since you've been in this world, it will be burned, but will it be destroyed? It will be burned, but will you be left standing? The Lord has to do this. He has to do this because He has to refine us. When the fire hits us, all of the rubbish, all of the dross needs to be burned up, and what needs to be left is that purity. I've told you this before. I don't believe that whilst we're on this planet, whilst we're on this earth, I don't believe we can achieve perfection, because there was only one perfect person, and that was Jesus Christ himself. But I do believe we can achieve purity. Why do I know that? Because if you just come with me real quick, let's go to Matthew, the 5th chapter. Real quick. We'll go to Matthew, the 5th chapter, and see what the word says. If you go to verse 8, it says this: God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. Oh, Lord. God blesses those whose hearts are pure. Well, it's right there. That verse tells us that we can achieve purity. Why? Because it says God blesses those whose hearts are pure. Jesus is saying to you right now, God is going to bless those of you who have achieved purity, whose hearts are pure. And your reward, your blessing, will to come face to face with God Almighty. Isn't that a beautiful thought? Don't you think that is a magnificent thought? To come face to face with God Almighty. As you live your life, beloved, you're building on a foundation that Jesus Christ has started. Jesus himself dug those foundations and prepared the way for you. John the Baptist said, didn't he? Prepare the way of the Lord. He's built those foundations for you to build on. And how are you going to build? What materials are you going to use to build your life, to build your work, to build your calling? What are you going to use? What materials will you use? Are you going to use materials that can be burnt up easily? Are you going to build this foundation so it's solid? Are you going to build it so when the winds come and the rains come, it's not going to fall over? Because if that foundation is not solid and the wind and the rain comes, it'll be blown over and it will be no more. So how can you build this foundation? I'll tell you. You build this foundation on the Word of God. Nothing else. Nothing else matters. You build your foundation on His Word, and you build it on what He directs you to do. Whatever work it is that He wants you to do, if you do that work, if you do that work, that job that He is calling you to do, that He is bellowing in your ear that He wants you to do, and you know what it is. If you do that, when the fire comes, your work will not be burned up. And in glory, there will be a great reward for you. And I can hear you bellowing in my ear now, Lord, I don't know what that work is. I don't know what you want me to do. And I would say this to you, yes, you do. You're just not listening. Listen to the Word of God. Listen as He whispers in your ear and says, this is what I would have you do. Just do it. Jesus said these words, love one another as I have loved you. Do you love in that way? Because if you don't, you're not building your foundation. May the fire of God come down on you, and when it does, you are still standing, as is the work that He has called you to do. I pray that now, in Jesus' name for you. May you continue on that pathway. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.